understanding yourself most fundamentally and profoundly is an essential part of the process of this sadhana. And it awakens in due course in the midst of persistent real practice, which generally speaking is a responsibility devotees animate in the waking state. And that develops a disposition that will be observed to carry over into other states. And in fact, the tendency to experience or presume a difference between the three states, waking, dreaming, and sleeping, will be undermined by this process. You are as capable right at this moment, all of you here being most of you in the waking state, at the moment, perhaps a smaller percentage elsewhere presently are in the waking state while watching, depending on what time zone they're in. But you tend to presume that there are differences between these three states. There are different characteristics between the states, but you presume that they are separate from one another somehow. Whereas in fact you are as capable of anything that could be characterized as dreaming now as you are in the sleep time in which you dream. You are as asleep now as you are in the deepest sleeping time you ever experience. You just do not notice it. There's already a depth of experiencing that is deep sleep without the eyes closing and all of that nighttime routine happening. Always happening. You don't have a sense, generally speaking, in the waking state, that you are asleep. You presume you would have to lie down or whatever is required in your case, and go into a state that's completely different than the waking state. You'd have to drift off from awareness of the body and so forth to enter into deep sleep before there would be the experiencing of it. But in fact, that's not necessary. In fact, you are deeply asleep right now. And you're also capable of anything that you could say is a dreaming process right now. You generally don't do it, but you sometimes do something like dreaming and you're aware of it. You sometimes know you get into that kind of drowsy state also when you're still carrying on some function or other, but you're actually aware that you've started dreaming too, and yet you haven't lost consciousness of the physical environment and so on. So you can be awake and dreaming and sleeping, and are, in fact, all the while. And there is no absolute break between them. But there are presumed distinctions.